uzobona ozobuka ozobona ozobuka izodlala iTV uzobona.
Ah, Reggie, ngeke idlale iTV if you love iDisc and don't have iDS. That's why you should get DStv Compact so you can view live festive and super disc with PSL matches midweek and Sundays only on SuperSport on DStv Compact. Hey, kumnandi khaya.
Welcome to The Big Interview, brought to you by DStv Compact. It's my pleasure to be joined by a Sundowns legend, widely considered to be one of the most talented players to ever grace the PSL. He was influential in Sundowns winning three consecutive PSL titles starting in 1997. And before Teko Modise ever played a match, this was the man known as the General. I'm joined by the one and only Roger Fatumba. I'm your host, Lou Paho, and this is Sokala Duma Radio.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Who will be Dikakapatsa Diski on the APSA Premiership? Will a Super Diski to find out? Catch over 200 APSA Premiership matches, all live and in HD, only on SuperSport. Don't miss any action. Will a Diski on DStv Compact? Kumnande Kaya. Good afternoon, Roger Fatumba. How are you doing today?
I'm good, my brother. I'm doing well.
So first things first, as a Sundowns legend yourself, what do you think of their performances this season so far?
I think they are doing great. Like I always say, Sundowns is a consistent team. They are doing very well, qualifying for the Champions League, quarterfinal, fighting to keep their championship title in South Africa and all that. So they have been consistent throughout many years, and it's good for the supporter, it's good for the entire team.
You know, they're known for making comebacks late in the season. Do you think, or what do you think they have to do to catch up to Kaizer Chiefs this year?
They have to keep that consistency and to make sure that everyone is focused about what they want to achieve. And I believe, like everyone knows, Sundowns is built to go into many challenges. Champions League, Cup game, PSL League and all that. So they have a part of this team who can, with that they can manage to fight in all fronts. So for me, they're going to try and push, but to push and catch up with Kaizer Chiefs or anything, maybe win the league, they need to be focused. They need to remain focused until the end of the season. Like I said somewhere else, I believe that this league is going to go until the end.
Until the last game of the season. From what you've seen, what do you think has made Chiefs such a tough opponent this season?
Oh, let's say, I believe Chiefs have brought in some good quality player. You know, football, you need to put in place in proper, the proper philosophy, but also you need to go and look for player who can fit into that philosophy and give you the result you want. And I believe that Chiefs have brought in some good players, Castro, Bilia, Nokovic, Manyama, Zuma. That is the type of player who gives you that option, that offensive option, that positive option moving forward. So I believe that what helped them to have that consistency until now. Also, you have to say that they brought in a coach, for me, who is doing well. No matter, some people may complain that they are not playing the type of football they want, but football is about getting the result. They have their own philosophy. They don't have to follow the philosophy of others. Even though, personally, I believe that to win consistently and to win for a long period of time, there's a type of football you need to play. That good football with flair, with creativity and all that. But they put in their own philosophy, and for now it's working good for them. They are on top of the lot. I believe with the quality they play, they brought in, and the coaches to support the philosophy they have in place now. That's why they are on top of the lot. And it's good for South African League. It's good for football.
And, you know, you mentioned the coaches. And, you know, in the PSL, we see a lot of coaches being fired after, you know, 6, 7, 8 games. Do you think that Chiefs, more teams should be like Chiefs and have some more faith in their coaches? Because last season they struggled.
No, Chiefs or Pirates or Sundowns, But for me, those three big teams always manage that department well. What I mean by managing that department well, I mean they always try and give enough time to coaches to fit in, to try and bring their philosophy in, to try and make the team work until maybe at the point where they can see that, oh, we give you maybe one season, two seasons, and all that, and you couldn't manage to do well, they have to look for a replacement. But those three teams I mentioned, and maybe vets and all that, they always make sure that they give enough time to the coach to implement his own philosophy and try to give them the result they want. The coach have, they started well, they are consistent, and yeah, that's why they are on top of the law. So the coach, for me, for now, is doing well.
And then looking at Sundowns, who do you think has been the key player for them this season? You know, there's been a few good players for them. Who do you think is the standout?
It's difficult to say because all of them, all the players who are involved, come, they give everything they have. They're doing well, each and every one of them. I always say Sundowns is not only about the quality of the player they have, it's also about the philosophy they put in place. And they go out there, look for players who are suitable for that philosophy. And they are doing well. It's true that there are few players who can make the difference, who can change a game. You can take Moshishi. You can take Sireno, Lomfokukana, and even Jale, who's coming up now and all that. So they have some good player who can change a game in just one action and all that. They are some of the quality team. Nobody in this country can doubt about that. Even when you talk about African football today at club level, you talk about Sundowns. And what is good about it is that they have been consistent throughout many years. Why they are consistent? It's because of the philosophy they have. It's because of the type of player they want to look for, who are very suitable for that. Because for me, the type of football Sundowns is playing today is the type of football who can win for a long, long period of time. That's why they are so consistent. Now they brought in a coach, a technical staff, a coach who was a soccer player, who played for Sundowns, who know that philosophy. And he have managed to put a strong team together and to be consistent for many, many years. So congratulations to him and to the entire technical team for the job well done and for the player who are involved.
Now, Sundowns has been doing very well in the Champions League this season with some very big victories. Do you think that they stand a much better chance this season than last season for comparison?
Oh, yeah, I think they stand quite a big chance to go and win this Champions League game. They have been consistent. Like I say, the only thing they need to do is to make sure that they keep focus on their objectives. Nothing, don't have to distract them from what they want. And most of the players who are involved have been at that level already. So they know exactly what to do. And that experience they have gained throughout many, many Champions League they have played, many, many Champions League games they have been in, will help them a lot to go a little bit far than last season. And I strongly believe that they have what it takes to win the Champions League.
What are the difficulties of traveling that much? Sundown schedule has been quite tight this season. What are the difficulties of those cross-country travels in your experience?
Well, it's always difficult to be involved in too many challenges like Sundowns are involved. Sundowns have been in that situation for more than 10 years, going back, even back in our days. It's very difficult because, like I say, but as a professional soccer player, you need to be prepared. When you play for a big team like Sundowns, you need to be prepared that as a professional soccer player, you need to make sure that you take care of your body. You take care of what you take, you drink, what you eat, and all yourself. Don't just wait for the technical team or for the medical staff to do that for you. No, as a professional player, you need to keep focused all the time. Keep that mindset of a winner all the time. So football, like I always say, football is a job like any other job, and it's not for a long, 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 long period of time. You can't play football throughout 20 or 30 years. I mean, 2 or 30 years or 35 years. So you need to make sure that as a professional soccer player, you can focus all the time. And I believe most of the famous players have been through this before. So that experience helped them also to deal with all this situation. So, yeah.
Now, Sundowns have been very good defensively, but compared to Chiefs, they've struggled in attack. A lot of their goals come from midfielders. Do you think that maybe they should have signed a striker in January?
Oh, I believe they really know what they need. They really know what they need. If there's a good striker around who can come in and fit into the team and help the team, why not? But if Pizzo doesn't go for something like that, it means they have assessed the team. It means they know exactly who they want in and what they want. Watching them playing, yeah, defensively they have been good. But when you are good defensively, it means that it's not only that defensive department. No, it's the entire team collectively who is doing that defensive job. Moving forward also is the same thing. For them to move forward, Sundowns is a team who like to build from behind. So if they do that well, building from behind like they usually do, going forward won't be a problem. So, and I believe that until now, like I'm saying, they are doing well. Why not bringing another striker? If they see the need, they will do so. I believe if they didn't do that until now, they didn't see the need. Maybe they have young ones coming from the reserve side who are going to come in and have a chance to prove himself. Who knows? So I strongly believe that they know what they are doing, and also that if there's a need to strengthen a department, they will do that without hesitation.
What do you think about Coach Pizzo criticizing PSL referees this season?
Oh, what did I think about that? Pizzo is Pizzo. That is Pizzo for you. I don't have much to say about you. I just have to say that you have to take Pizzo the way he is. Somehow, some people may believe that what he's doing is not good. Some people may think that it's good. But also, the person don't have a problem with the game a coach can play. That is part of football, and people have to deal with it.
And then from what you've seen, has the match officiating been poor? Some fans have also complained, you know, our supporters and such.
Oh, it's very difficult to go into that field. But we are human. When we complain about referee, it's not that we blame them for something. We want them to be more better than what they are now. We just want to have better referee officiating games. It's not good for a player, for the supporter to go into a game, scoring a goal because of the mistake of a linesman or of a referee. The goal is disallowed and all that. It's not good. So when people complain, you have to make sure that those refs get better. Those refs have to be a little bit careful when they take their decisions. So for me, it's normal that people complain. It's human. When you feel like something is wrong, it's human for you to complain. But we also have to notice that they are human beings. Football is a game of mistakes. So it can happen. It happened to the player, it can happen to the refs. But they have to make sure that they minimize the quantity of mistakes they are doing. Because if it becomes more regular every time, it becomes a problem for football.
There's also been this talk of bringing VAR to the PSL, which would be very expensive. And it hasn't necessarily worked perfectly in Europe. What are your thoughts on the possibility of VAR in the PSL?
Oh, yeah, with what we are experiencing these days, if the PSL are capable of bringing the VAR in, why not in? Why not? Maybe that will help also those refs to make the right decision when they are not sure of the decision they are making. So, for me, if there's a possibility or if the PSL is capable of doing so, why not? They just have to do it. But I still believe that even without VR, they can still handle the referee, handle some games very nicely. We don't have to just be negative of the entire thing. No. There are some few mistakes, but if you check globally, for me, they are doing well. There are mistakes, yeah. But if you want to take the entire job they are doing well. They are doing well.
Now, you played during one of the greatest eras of football in this country. Who was the player who you would consider the greatest that you've ever played against in South Africa?
So, I always say Dotta. Dotta, because he was equally knowledgeable when it comes to football like I was. It was always difficult to play against him because you play against a player who can equally think like you. So, yeah, Dotta was one of the players who was giving me, if you want to put it that way, hard time. Maybe that's why we're still connected until today. Maybe that's why we have toward each other. For me, he's one of the players who have contributed to South African football immensely. Dotta is one of the players, when we talk about South African football out of South Africa, they always mention that name. So Dr. Kumalo deserves that respect. That is one of the players, like I say, he used to give me that hard time, that I have to think a little bit to be on top and make my team win. And it has been a great battle between us. And I'm very happy that we give to the supporter, to people who come to the stadium to watch us play what they were there for. That quality football, that competitive football, that positive football. For me, he's one of the players who contributed a lot to South African football.
Now, last but not least, looking back at your time in the PSL, traveling the country with Sundowns, what is your favorite memory from your time as a player?
I have a lot of memories and all that. Flying to Cape Town, flying to Durban and all that. But Sundowns, the most important thing was that Sundowns, those days, when we were going to the game, we knew already that there's no way we can lose. We knew already that we're going to win. Because of the mindset we put ourselves, we prepare ourselves to always be on top of our opponent. We were so confident that even when we draw or lose a game, it was a shock for all of us. But I enjoy all those cities. Like everyone can see, those who are coming in as a foreigner. South Africa is a very beautiful country. Anywhere you go, you find beautiful things, see, and all that. Things you can find to another country in Africa. So I believe this country was blessed. And sometimes I feel like some South African people don't even realize what they have as a country. I enjoy this country a lot and all that those days and even today.
Thank you very, very much, Roger Fitumba, for joining me on the show, and have a fantastic day.
Thank you.
And that's how we wrap up the big interview for today. This one is brought to you by DSTV Compact. It's always great to have the opportunity to chat to legends who helped shape the modern game. Big thank you once again to Roger Fitumba. From myself, your host, Slu Paho, and my editors, Simon Strella and Aidan Hewitt, have a fantastic day.
TV. If you love it, disc and don't have it, DS. That's why you should get DSTV Compact so you can vulay festive and super disky with PSL matches midweek and Sundays only on SuperSport on DSTV Compact. Hey, kumnandi kai.